Sending Christmas cards, that's what we're asking this morning today. We're constantly being reminded we need to do our bit for the environment, recycle, save trees, reduce our carbon footprint. So should any of us still be sending paper cards this festive season? I've already put my hand up and said, yep, I'm sending 20 to 25 probably. Quite a lot of them through the post, and that's not cheap, by the way. But quite a few I'll be either handing to people or putting through the doors. But it's way, way reduced on what it used to be like. Julie Howell joins us now. Morning, Julie.
Good morning.
A green city councillor for Orton Waterville, yep.
That's me.
One of the few green councillors that we have in Cambridgeshire, actually.
Yes, very rare breed.
So being a greenie, are you sending cards?
Well, you might think I'm not, but I'm going to be the one saying, no, don't do it. Quite the opposite. I'm going to shock you and all your listeners now, Chris. I send 4,300.
How many?
4,300.
Wow.
Every residence in my ward.
I'm staggered.
That's blown your mind, hasn't it?
It has. Second class, first class?
Well,
what?
No, this is the thing. It's all about how you send them. So the reason I send them is because residents want them. I started doing this 3 years ago, two Christmases ago, and people absolutely love them because the point of the Christmas card is letting people know that they're remembered, they're included, you know, they're part of a community here, and that's why people elected me as a councillor here. But the crucial thing is what they're like. They are all hand-delivered. I have 30 volunteers on foot delivering to their own street.
30 green elves.
So that's it. Some of them dress up that way as well, which is lovely, getting in the festive spirit. The way they're produced is very important. So they're recycled, they're on vegetable, done with vegetable ink. And the way that they are created, no envelopes, no glitter, no plastic, no glue. And then if residents don't want them, they let me know, they don't get them, and they can put them in their recycling bin afterwards. So that's the way to go about it. That's the way to do this in the most ethical way, but also still reaching out to people at Christmas.
OK, Julie, stay with us. Let's bring in Alex Furness now. Morning, Alex.
Oh, good morning.
Founder of, I've got this right, don'tsendmeacard.com.
That's correct.
So you're Mr. Scrooge at Christmas, are you?
No, quite the opposite, actually. Our site is an online alternative to greeting cards. So for those that don't actually want to send physical cards, they can make a donation to their choice of charity in lieu of cards, and then there's a number of ways that they can then spread a festive message, predominantly with an e-card system that we've built. They can also talk about it on social media. And the main benefit is really that charities can come onto our platform, they can upload their own custom artwork, and then their supporter base can then choose, they have an option, so rather than the traditional Christmas card, to send an e-card, and the amount of that you would have spent on cards and postage goes to that cause.
Okay. Julie, why don't you do that?
I think it's a laudable idea, and I think it's very worthy, but the reality is these things just don't catch on. I was around in 1995 was when I was first involved in the web. I was involved in the development of the web in this country, as you may know.
Yeah.
And way back in that time, you know, we're thinking, oh, yes, everything will be electronic in the future. But the reality is, although, yes, you can send cards this way, and yes, charities benefit, and that's all lovely, we're missing out on what Christmas is about for many people, which is that human contact and knowing that you're thought about, which is why in 23 years, this electronic Christmas card stuff really hasn't caught on. I also know lots of people who ask me not to send electronic cards because they're worried about viruses. People are going off them.
Alex?
I think there's a place for both. I mean, we spend £1.7 billion in this country on greeting cards. It's the most successful greeting card industry in the UK, in the world, the UK. That said, in terms of, you know, there not being a need, I mean, we're seeing, you know, growth year on year of people wanting to not send cards. And in some cases, I mean, in your case where you're actually sending a personalised message, that's really nice. But, you know, if someone's going to send cards, will they just write from Sue and Dave, for example, 100 times and then cram it in the postbox? And this is a tremendous waste of paper. From one part of research that we've had, you know, a billion cards are estimated to be dumped or burnt after the festive season. And, you know, if people can use the alternative and the cost can go to charity rather than, you know, on expensive postage and essentially, you know, just another commercial aspect of Christmas.
Okay, but let's not forget you're a commercial company too, making money out of this, aren't you?
Well, we are a for-profit business.
How much do you make from each e-card?
We deduct a 5% fee from each donation.
Okay.
So if you compare that to what a printed charity card the amount that actually goes to charity is really quite small, 15-20% if they're lucky. Whereas with our system, it's, you know, can be over 100% of the donation amount.
And what about Julie's point about the lack of personal touch? And, you know, if we all did everything on the internet, we'd end up in, you know, isolated for our lives, wouldn't we? We need that personal touch, especially at Christmas.
That's actually a very good point. And when we started the system a few years ago, you know, it was really mainly a system, you know, as a platform for donations in lieu of cards. But a lot of the feedback we got is people wanted to do that, but they also wanted to maintain the sentiment of a card. So we started to introduce more personalised features.
Okay.
And now that's still maintained when people can send a customised e-card.
Thank you, Alex. Julie, just one question, final question for you, and that is, you've sent it to all the residents, everyone who's in your ward,
yeah.
But not all of them are Green supporters, and some people, fans of other parties, might think, the last person I want to hear from at Christmas is a politician.
Well, people don't
and you're just getting in touch,
Green.
Not because you care for them, but because you want their vote.
Nope. People don't think of me as a Green, they think of me as Julie. I think a lot of people just forget that I'm a Green. They've elected me and they've chosen me, 50% of the votes. People want me, and if they don't, they just need to tell me, and they know that, and I won't send them a card again. So everybody's happy.
Okay, happy Christmas, both of you. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you, Julie. Julie Howell, Green City Councillor for Orton Waterville. Alex Furness, founder of Don'tSendMeACard.com.